Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, we were talking nonsense at the end of the show yesterday, and it kind of got to a point where I was saying, look, the show was a little bit silly. Hadn't been a lot of factual content, and I promised a serious investigation, a report. Did you actually expect me to do one?
Well, you did say at the time, no, but I think I've been proven wrong.
Yeah, I have gone deep on this one. I have an investigation ready, and it's into a beloved segment on this show. It's 8 a.m., and the Riverland has tuned in to hear their favourite game.
Shooting blanks.
But that's not all they can hear. Buried deep inside the shooting blanks opener is a dark secret. Let's look a little closer. Did you hear it? Computer, enhance. Let's hear that one more time. That sounds a lot like
Audio Jungle.
That there is called a digital watermark, and it's there to protect the composer's copyright. Could it be a beloved radio segment using an unlicensed piece of music and sweeping it under the rug? I demanded answers, so I went straight to the source, the former breakfast radio personality who produced the opener. He spoke to us under the condition of anonymity, so I've modulated his voice beyond recognition. Here's what Scudder had to say.
Did you make the Shoot and Blanks intro?
I did.
Is there anything that you remember about the production of that jingle?
It was a long time ago. I did voice most of it myself and then got the rest probably off of YouTube.
When you said you voiced it, did you voice the part of the music bed where it says Audio Jungle?
No, I did not voice that part.
Is this news to you, or have you conveniently forgotten it over the years?
I never thought I'd be called out for it.
Well, there we have it. Would you like to throw anyone else under the bus?
Probably my employer for not paying us enough to buy the rights to music.
Oh, so this goes straight to the top.
Yeah, throw them all under the bus.
All right, thanks for that, Scudder. Again, I'll make sure to modulate your voice there. No one will be able to recognise it was you, mate.
No worries.
All right, hope to see you DJing again sometime in the Riverland.
Thanks, man. See you later.
Well, there we have it, Brooke.
I don't even know how to take that. look, very investigative of you.
Yeah.
What's the result of this, though? Does anything change?
I don't think anything changes. Certainly not when we play Shooting Blanks after news, sport and weather. We
exactly will just after 8.
Just know that it goes all the way to the top.
Never going to be able to unhear it now. Good thing we didn't do a silly thing on the show today.